Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I know that is the truth. Because we know that to be the truth, we are ready to free ourselves. Letting go and surrender and watch God move in our life. You are the life of God. What is pushing you right now? What is behind you? Do you feel like your back is against the wall? Guess what? Keep walking. Don't stand still. It's time to let go, to free yourself and fly and watch God, Goddess, show up in your life. You are the blessing that you're looking for, but you must be willing to let go. And it's time to just free yourself, allow yourself to fall, allow all the lies, all the erroneous thoughts, everything that they said about you, the things you feel about yourself, just let it fall away from you so you can show up as the life of God. Agape Choir, Falling Away From Me. We'll be back.
I couldn't go on, the guilt, the shame, and all the things that held me down, falling away from me, I'm falling away from me, I'm wrapping up, it's all falling away, away from me, falling away.
Happy church, we having a moment in here. We're celebrating from the inside out. Oh Lord, yes indeed. Falling away from me, the Agape Choir. Yes, like they say in the churches. Clap for Jesus. Like Jesus really cares to clap. Clap for God.
my God, Ricky. No, clap for yourself. Celebrate yourself. And in that place of gratitude, that place of joy and celebration, you get to raise your vibration to be in alignment with the universal energy. Because you know what? You know, you can't get what you want. You get what you become. So whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you desire, you've got to raise your vibration to match it. Now, how do you raise your vibration? You let go of thoughts, habits, ways of being. Sometimes you go kicking and crying and screaming, but you just have to bring yourself back. You got to bring yourself back. Keep bringing yourself back. Keep bringing yourself back. And then by each step, you allow all the stuff, the guilt, the shame, and all the other stuff to just fall away from you. And then to say, how did you feel? I don't know. I just feel lighter. I just feel like I can fly. Yes. Because once you let go of the stuff, of the junk, of the shit that we carry around, woo, you rise. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's time to step into our greater yet to be. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you for tuning in to yourself, because when you decided to listen to the show, if you're listening online, you click the link or you dial in, when you decided to do that, your intellectual mind will tell you you're doing this for that reason, but you're really tuning into yourself. And when you tune into yourself, you can't miss out. So everybody gets to receive the blessing, because then you rise up in consciousness and we all feel it, even if we're not in the same place, the same country, the same state, in the same room. That's how you make a difference. Come together with a unified consciousness and celebrate the Godness within each and every one of us, each and every one of us. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. You are listening to the At Life Coach at a radio show, lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host, Life Coach at a. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Wow, that flew out of my mouth. It flowed. It just flowed and flew out of my mouth. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Yes, indeed. Thank you for tuning in. All the shows are archived. If you have iPhone, you can download the podcast. It's a new thing. I think it's a new app. I don't know. But I'm just finding out about it about a week or two ago. Download that podcast. And on there, you can subscribe to Live Conversations, and you can get all the shows downloaded to your iPhone, iPad, all the other stuff. I'm not going to do the same joke over and over again, even though I want you. Okay, I'm going to do it. Download it to your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod, and I don't care what. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. The listeners who are listening for the first time haven't heard the joke before, so it's okay. You could pretend it wasn't even a joke. Now, the other listeners, the regular listeners, they know you. They know you like to tell the same jokes over and over and over again. They know that? Oh, man, I got to get better telling jokes. Anyway, you can download the app podcast on through Apple. There it is. But if you don't do all the I's, right? The I's that I don't care about. The only I that I care about is I am. The I am consciousness. And you can download the show by tuning in every day onto your hard drive, your consciousness. That's another way to download the show. Now, if you don't have all the I stuff and you're working with your I am consciousness, you can go to iTunes. Oh, I love this. You can just tune in to iTunes and then once again subscribe. And if you don't do all that, it's just too much for you to take in. Just come to lifeconversationsradio.com. LifeConversationsRadio.com. All the shows are archived. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Today's topic is freedom of surrender. Watching God move in your life. Woo, Lord, 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 Lord. Where are you today? What are you feeling? What are you going through? What are you growing through? What's really shaking up in your world? Where are you finding yourself? Are you in a place where you feel free? Are you in a place where you said, I
just don't know what's going on. I got something I need to do, but I'm not quite sure. I'm afraid I don't want to make the wrong mistake. Where are you in consciousness today? Yesterday we had a lot of people calling when James Van Praagh was here. People wanted to know the signs that they were getting, was it from their mother, their father? Where are you today? What are the questions that you're asking? Well, you're in the right place. Today is the time to surrender so you can watch God, Godness, Goddess, the truth of who you are, move in your life, because God is your life, and that life is you. So you might as well say, God, here I am. Use me. Use me to give this announcement. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. We see some of you on the line already. Ready to ask questions, will come to you. And you can also post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a, what is it? Ask Life Coach at a radio show fan page, like page. It's quite long. Just type Ask Coach. Slow down. Ask Life Coach. And Facebook should just tell you, oh, I know who you're talking about. But if it doesn't, Ask Life Coach at a like page. But it's actually Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page. That's why I was stumbling. If you don't do Facebook, or you can't get on, you're blocked or whatever the case may be, guess what? Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And that's the same site you go to find out about what we're doing here, all the expansion that's happening. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. But just to find out what the network is doing, so much is happening, and we'll bring it to you as it happens. And I am so grateful. But to send in your questions, excuse me, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio. And then there's a drop arrow. And then click Ask Ade. Yeah, ask me. I got all the answers. But I must tell you, the only disclaimer I'll tell you, everything I tell you is coming straight from source. If you don't like my answer, take it to source. And the source will resource you. Woo! 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So tune in for that. And what else do we have? Today, 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Wednesdays, normally we have Here to Inspire. Aisha won't be here today for her appointment. She's got another appointment. But that happens every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, speaking of Aisha, Here to Inspire, the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. We have My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love every third Sunday of the month, where we talk about various things about being authentic, same-sex relationship, where people are challenged, but using the spiritual principles to set all of us free, no matter what we identify with, no matter what label we want to use, label or not, we are one with the one consciousness. Now, those of you that have been listening over the last week would know that we have a new show starting tomorrow with Ambassador Sophia. She's back. She's rising up and letting everything else fall away and say, I am here. I'm rising on up. And it's called The Play Experience with Ambassador Sophia. The Play Experience. This time to play for adults. And not just playing, you know, it ain't that, having fun laughing, but it's purposely loving and appreciating you, purposely loving and appreciating yourself, that you honor who you are so you can trust who you are. And when you trust who you are secure in who you are. Then you don't have to worry about insecurity because you're already secure. And if you feel insecure, you just go forth and get what you need so you can feel, okay, I feel secure now. You don't have to, well, I know, I'm just insecure. No, it's okay. If you're insecure, good. Check out all the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network, and we'll help you find, connect with your security. It is the essence of who you are. I'm on fire today. I can feel myself burning up. The smoke detector is about to go off. My head is hot. Yes. Because I'm grateful, that's why. I am grateful. Now, let's see. I'm looking at my papers. Yeah, let's talk about this expansion. I want to acknowledge everybody in the chat room. Let's see. We don't do shout-outs. We're acknowledging you. But, you know, for
4 degrees of Sagittarius. I think I've got that right. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. You on purpose, Teresa. Deja vu, my dear sister friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. Thank you, Saggy. I appreciate that. Saggy, what's your real name? No. Not what's your real name. What's your other name? Because I like to know people's name. I like the username, but what's your other name? And, yeah, now, Teresa, thank you for all you do in the chat room. Okay, and those, we got Lisa hanging on. Stand by, Lisa. We're going to come to you. We're coming to you. We got the answer for you. We have Chanel in their house. We have Lori in their house. Lori! We have Celeste in their house. We have Tam Tam in their house. Oh, Bass is in their house. Oh, I see another number. That number looks familiar. I wonder who that is. Is that not my quiet friend who says, hey, Ade, how are you? I like messing with people. Yes, indeed, Mona, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so as you know, and as you don't, you do, you will know, we're expanding Life Conversations Radio. We want to take it to the next level. We want to create a platform where you can just get so much more. We're working on it. And different things, software and equipment to just give you the best sound, the best show, because we are going to be known globally as the network for spiritual growth and transformation. I said it, and I'm making no apologies for it. Cheryl, that's a beautiful name. I know those of you who listen to me say, what? I used to do that. But anyway, yes, we are going to be known globally for the number one radio for spiritual growth and transformation. Every other radio station that came before us, they were just laying the path. And we're doing the same for the ones that are coming after us. So there's no competition. So I went into talking about Cheryl, and you guys think of Cheryl. What's that got to do with what he's saying? Cheryl is for Saggy in the chat room. I like something about people's name. I love it. Now, a little bit about this. Celeste is going to do that. This expansion that we're doing here on Life Conversations Radio. You can go to, what is it called today? Yes, thank you, Celeste. I know you told me. PleaseFund.com. Actually, it's PleaseFund.com. Please fund me some more. Can I have some more, please? Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Okay, PleaseFund.com/pages. And /347, that will take you to the page that I'm doing right now. And we both really want you to check out the rewards that we're giving, because we believe in the law of giving and receiving. So we invite you to donate to the project, to the campaign, Expanding Life Conversations Radio. But we want to give back to you. So when you read the description, just scroll to the bottom. But Celeste is here to tell you what we are going to be giving, and then we'll jump into the show some more, talk about some things, and go to Lisa, and I can't wait to answer Lisa's question. I'm excited. Lisa, don't go nowhere, but you dare go anywhere, because if you do, I'll track you down. Let me bring on Celeste. We started the show with Agape, Falling Away From Me, Agape Choir, and that their website address is agapelive.com, Agape, A-G-A-P-E, International Spiritual Center. Check them out. Celeste. What do you have to give to our listeners, our loving family? How are you today, by the way, actually?
I am doing great. Having a good time flying with you. You're up high, my friend. Thank you for sharing that beautiful energy. I know. You know what happens? Never mind. I'm going to stop. Fire and air. But anyway, I want to start with a thank you to the family, because there's something that somebody did that really, really helps us out toward our expansion. And it's so simple. Teresa, in a chat room, shared the show on her wall. That's such a simple way to give back to us and help us toward our expansion. So I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. That is a beautiful way of donating and using your energy to help us with the give and take of flow. Now, you put in a dollar with that on PleaseFund.com. You will get a shout-out on the radio that Ade normally does not do. That's right. He doesn't usually do shout-outs. So when you're getting acknowledged, appreciated, but for a dollar, he will do it with a smile on his face. Right, Ade? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we already agreed to that. Okay.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Did.
Great. Okay, so for $5 or more, you have two options. Now, this is really beautiful. You donate to us for expansion. We even have options and gifts that you get to receive. The first one is 4 inspirational recorded messages spread over 2 weeks. You get a dose of joy personalized for you by Life Coach A Day. You know, he has high energy and he'll rev you up to help you get started along your way. And then for option B, $5. Now, I don't know how you can get inspiration for $5 with a donation, but Ambassa Safira has graciously agreed to donate her book, Soul Journey to Truth, that you will get, again, for $5. Now, this will help you jumpstart your inner wellness routine daily with Ambassa's first published book, now in its 3rd edition, a treasure of daily poems, affirmations, and inspirations, a very special gem to add to your bookshelf or pocket. This collection of inspirational messages is an easy, simple way of living life to its fullest while dealing with inevitable challenges we all face in our life relationships. Amazing. For $25, you get a personal celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. That will be a 30-minute spiritual reading. You get to learn your destiny or lesson from your path when you discover your animals and or your birth cards. Get clarity on the journey with Celeste Morgan, and there are lots of ways that we can play, so you definitely want to tap into that. So $35 or more, there's a wellness assessment with Ambassa Safira. Wellness assessments are opportunities to get clear about the goals needed for perfect balance and alignment physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, for $50 or more, you get group coaching. You gather with Life Coach A Day for group coaching to help you help you lean into your power effortlessly. Remember to be gentle with yourself. You don't have to overdo it, and you get to grow in community. That's 2 1.5-hour sessions spread over 2 weeks. Now, for $75 or more, individual coaching session. Get the personal touch from Life Coach A Day with an individual coaching session and be transformed. 2 45-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. Now, for $100 more, you up the ante, 60-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks, 2 of them. Again, that personal touch with more time. Now, for $250 or more, you get a healing session, consultation with Ambassa Safira, a fierce healer in the community. Consultations are offered to individuals, couples, and families who aspire to move to the next level in their lives, in their health, relationships, and careers, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It is a positive experience designed to help, encourage, and guide people to realize, develop, and express more of the life they were born to live. Now, for $500 or more, personal spiritual development workshop facilitated by the very own Life Coach A Day. That's 1.5-hour workshop at your home, group, or center, maximum of 15 people in the Atlanta area. And finally, 1,000 or more speaking engagement that Life Coach A Day will do for you with your group, church, or organization in the Atlanta area, 1 hour. So from $1 to $1,000, we have so many gifts waiting for you to receive. Help us toward our expansion. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you for everything.
Oh, could you give the website again, okay? Because I did
it's
not do that.
PleaseFund.com. PleaseFund, FUND.com, /pages/347. Some people say it's backwards slash. We want to move forward right now. We started backwards. Now we're moving forward. So it's PleaseFund.com/pages/347. There you have it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Thank you. See you around one.
Yes, indeed. Around one. All right. Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. Okay. Lisa has a great question here and what she's moving through. And it really goes to today's show. Today, the topic is the freedom of surrender, watching God move in your life. I don't always do this, but I want to read this description because it summarizes what today is about and it will speak to you. And it says, join Life Coach A Day for a journey into the unknown. When you surrender, that's what it is. He will be your guide as your monsters appear. Each fear dissolved one by one from authentic sharing and vulnerability. the canvas of your life shifts when you become an observer, not attached. You become more conscious of your blessings, which invite more. This is the life of God, and that life is you. Sit with that. The life of God is you. And then while you're pondering that and chewing on that and embodying that, let me read something that I came across today. I used to share the Daily Word earlier part, that last year, about a year and a half, as part of the show, and I just didn't. I don't know why, but I just didn't. But now I'm led back to it. And Celeste actually brought my attention to this, and I thought, wow, this is awesome, because it goes very well with today's show. And here, I want you to take a breath. Just breathe in with me. Breathe in and breathe out. Come on, you just playing. Let's do that again. Let's do it for real this time. Stay focused. Yeah, just listen a second. Breathe in and breathe out. If you really want to do something, just breathe in real slow and count on three. Breathe in to the count of three even. Breathe in and breathe out. One, two, and three. Now listen to this from the Daily Word. I move with ease and grace through my life. What makes a swan glided across a lake? The picture of grace. Is it the beauty it so generously shares? Is it the quiet movement that does not disturb the water, yet propels the swan to reach the distant shore? I am that swan when I center my thoughts on the Christ of my being and surrender to the gentle power of spirit. I give from the beauty of love and wisdom within me as I speak words of encouragement or reach out to another in compassion, centered in peace. I am undisturbed by any outer appearances of seeming disorder. I remain at peace as I take a cleansing breath. Whatever arises, I move through it with ease and grace. That's the Daily Word for today. And if you want to find out more about the Daily Word, you can go to their website. It's dailyword.com. I'm part of Unity School of Christianity, founded by Charles Fillmore and Myrtle Fillmore. To find out about the great work they're doing over there. So today it's about freeing ourselves, letting ourselves go, and you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And let's do something different. Let's just jump into questions. Let's go to Lisa. And Lisa said, I just want to know, all is well. Let's go to Lisa in Boston. Hello, my sister friend. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. My question today is, I feel that I'm being asked to, and not just being asked, but I'm just feeling in my soul that it's time for me to move to a different location.
We're losing you. Your phone is getting lower and lower. You came up strong and in. Okay, I think you're getting closer back to us. Come on, I'm closer.
Okay. and it's definitely will be a journey for me. And I'm stepping forward with, actually, I'm taking nothing with me except for the clothes on my back. And I'm feeling, you know, within my heart that God truly wants to bless me. Truly, truly wants to bless me. But then there's another side of me. It's like, you're moving. You have no money in your pocket. You actually have nothing but your clothes. Is this what you really want to do? So I'm kind of going back and forth and trying to kind of like, I don't know. It's like I feel like it's a struggle.
Okay.
It's a struggle, and I just truly want to depend more so on God than anything else, and believe and have faith that every step that I take, I may not know where it's going to lead me, but it lights up for me.
I understand. I understand. You know, I always say, if you're on this planet, you got to give yourself a pat on the back, because being on this planet is not for wimps. You know,
no,
the
what
fact
is
that
it?
You're on this planet, you showed up, and you know, you are a survivor, if you will.
Yes.
So, what I would say is, when you say that you have that knowing, that you said earlier, being asked, you feel that inner calling, you feel that soulful alarm clock going off. Say, Lisa, come on, it's time to go.
Yes.
Now, you're going where, it sounds to me that it's not that you're being kicked out of where you are, but you're making a choice to move on because you're listening to the voice.
Yes.
So, now, that always takes precedence. Now, when you talk about the thoughts or the voices that are saying you're moving, you don't have the money, you don't have anything, what are you doing? Girl, are you crazy? You're taking this God thing too serious. Girl, you better chill out. You better go sit down and meditate. But, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. Because as long as you're on this planet, you're going to hear that kind of voice. And it's the voice, we might say the voice of the ego, the intellectual mind, the conscious mind.
Yes.
It's the mind that we have developed, it's a part of us that we have developed, or it's part of just the human existence, to keep us safe.
Yes.
Because the questions that are being asked are valid. How are you going to make it? What are you going to do? Those are valid questions. So you can say, because those questions are coming up, well, maybe I'm not supposed to go. What? Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, you can make that choice, but the truth is you can still hear the voice, because we all hear voices, all of us do, and still keep moving forward. Now, you said you want to trust in God. This is a perfect opportunity for you to do that. So now it's what you want to look at when you're hearing the voice. What is the real fear that's coming up for you? Though you know God is asking you to step up, to rise on up and let all the other things fall away from you, it sounds like there's some other things that you're kind of afraid of. Like, I trust God, but, you know, and so when the voices, when you have those thoughts about what are you doing, you have no money, it triggers that fear that you haven't put words to yet. So what's the other fear underneath that? What do you think you're doing, girl? You better sit down. What's the other thought?
I mean,
what's the fear?
I guess it's because, for me, I feel
like I'm losing you again. Your volume keeps going in and out.
Oh, how's that?
Step into that God consciousness. Listen, God, I'm ready. Bring it on. And your phone will be like, okay, I yield. Okay,
right,
go ahead.
Right. I think because I am going without anything.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, I don't know what's going to show up. I have no idea as to what's going to show up for me.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment,
okay.
I have physically, tangible, not a nickel in my pocket.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm being stripped of everything that I used to depend on to support me. Because up to this
I understand.
Point,
go ahead.
Up
I'm
to
listening.
This point, no doors have opened for me in getting a job here. Financially, nothing. And this has never happened before. And I feel like I'm totally being stripped of what I could depend on before. And it's like I have to refocus my attention on spirit, on God.
Now, so here's the thing. You're actually in a great place. You're being stripped of everything that you had before, right?
Yes.
And you're also hearing a call to move forward. So you have a choice, but the answer is always one. If you stay where you are, you're going to be stripped because you said you're being stripped. So you're going to end up not having anything where you are anyway.
Absolutely. Yes.
But you're also hearing the voice to keep moving. You're getting that nudge, that intuitive time to say, go on, move forward. So either way, because the truth is that inner guidance, when you hear it, everything is always in place to make it work out.
Yes, yes, yes.
God's idea is fully closed. Go ahead.
But for me, I physically don't see it. I'm like, how am I going to get from point A to point B? I don't own a vehicle.
Okay. So here's
and
how you're going to do it.
This, again, is being stripped of nothing. And what is really coming forward for me, it's like, you want to see God move? You want to see miracles happen? You're going from nothing to having something.
Right.
And my mind, and my rational mind pops in, how can that be?
Well, and then you can just tell that mind, we'll find out. Now, let's go back to the question, how do I move from A to B? You keep walking. You take actions. What's the next logical step that you can take? Right now you took this action. You said, let me call Life Coach out there because I know you can help me get clear. That's one action you've taken. Now, when we finish, we're going to, together, we're going to come up with something you can do next. Now, when we are being raised to a new place, when we're growing in consciousness, when it's time to experience our greater yet to be, you won't see the bigger picture.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's a good thing. Because if we know what the future is going to look like, I have a friend of mine who likes it when I use when I drop the bomb, but I won't this time. So I'm going to use a subtler word. Well, if we know what the future looks like, if we see it, we will mess it up. You know what I want to say? We will mess it up. You're not. If you do see what's to happen and it makes you feel good in that moment, you might start thinking, oh, but what if I get there and they're not there? What if something? So it's just perfectly designed that you won't see what's to come because you're not there yet.
Right, okay.
So what you, your work right now, part of the actions you can take is to take time to get still and listen and ask.
Yes.
What is seeking to be birthed? What do I need to do next? Taking time to listen like never before. So that even if you move forward and you don't have anything tangible in your hand, the voice will tell you, trust me, I'm talking from experience, the voice will tell you, keep walking. It's going to be okay.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It didn't say, I sit in the valley of shadow of death. It didn't say, though I build a house in the valley of shadow of death. No, you walk. You keep walking. Now, it's a test of faith for you because God is not testing you. The universe, spirit, source, energy, divine intelligence is not trying to see what you're going to do. It's your move.
Right.
In truth, it's already written. So now, what you want to do is, what's the next thing you can do? Have you identified where you're moving to?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, so maybe the next thing is, have you packed your stuff yet? Well, you're only going with the clothes on your back, you know. So you're going to drive, you're going to walk, and you're going to ride a bike. Start putting that in place. When are you moving? Do you know when you're leaving?
It'll be in the fall.
Okay. Let's give it a date. Let's create a date right now.
Okay.
So when would it be in the fall?
You know, I'm going to make it December. December, the first week, December.
First week, December. Let me open up my calendar because I'm, you know, I'm going to September, October, November, December. Okay. So what day? No, not what date. Just give me a date. Don't look at the calendar. Just give me a date. A date.
The 4th.
The 4th. That's a Tuesday. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So you're going to bring in a whole new year in December 2012. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
First of all, you're not even moving today, tomorrow, next week, or next month. You got time to listen for guidance.
Yes.
So you haven't even moved yet, and you're feeling stuck. Ain't even time to move yet. So let's not focus on what we don't want. Let's stop praying prayers we don't need, because when you worry, you're praying for what you don't want.
Yes.
You're focusing on what you don't want, and you end up experiencing it, or something will show up to match that energy.
Right.
So now, it's not about trying to, I mean, there are plans and things you need to take into consideration. Maybe you're looking for an apartment, for a house. Maybe you want to go out and look for work. Start doing that. And I tell you this, when you start taking the steps, when you start taking actions, you will feel so energized, you may even move in August. because things will start to happen and fall in place for you.
That's true.
You might call someone and say, it's funny that you called. We just had a meeting today and we think there's going to be something coming up. Well, okay,
right.
I know you said you come in December. So really, if you really want to trust in the God of your understanding, the God of your being, start taking actions right now.
Okay.
But I will also say, take time to meditate. And when I say meditate, it doesn't mean just sitting down and okay, God, I'm waiting. What should I do? What I should just take the time to be still. And even while you're doing something, stay in contemplation.
Okay.
Picturing what you want to see, that you would have the perfect job, the perfect place to live, that money to come that's going to blow you away, friends and new friends that you see yourself just saying, oh, my God, I am so grateful. Oh, my God, this is all I've ever wanted.
Yeah,
you know, just see yourself celebrating your movement. So the work has already started, and it's happening now. So you can let go of the worry because the worry becomes prayer. Looking at the reward of moving forward rather than the risk.
Amen. Yes. 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 Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
And so it is.
Perfect. Perfect.
You're welcome.
Perfect.
And it's your world. You get to create it the way you want.
Okay.
Because God, the universe, always says yes. Always says yes. Some people say God says no, it's not time. No, God don't do that. Energy don't do that. You
That's
turn
right.
on the switch and the switch says, well, you know, you're kind of high in your bill today. I won't switch on. No, you turn it on, it will come on. That's how God works. You
right.
make the request, the universe says yes.
Okay.
All right?
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much. I feel
so
much clearer, so much clearer.
Good, good, good. Thank you, Lisa,
Thank
for calling.
You.
We appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
Blessings to
you. Blessings. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Today we are talking about freedom of surrender, watching God move in your life, because that life is your life. Now, are you hiding? You can only hide. You can hide, but you can't hide from yourself. We're taking your calls 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I'm going to take a quick break. Got some things I want to read to you here. So much, and I'm just full of resources and inspiration, and life is good. It's getting better. We're gonna go to Sharon when we come back, and you know, whatever you're going through, even if you're in a good place, there's so much more. There's so much more, and the truth is, as I was saying to Lisa earlier, the truth is, we are the one that needs to shift. Here's a quote from Carl Jung. He said, you will never solve your problem. You have to outgrow them. Now, that's truth. Because if you try and solve your problem, you become your problem. But when you outgrow your problem, then you are vibrating at a different frequency. So in order to solve your problem, don't. Just outgrow it. Become more. Let go of the stories, of the things you made up, the things that you say, I don't like to do, I'm not, you know, I don't want people to think this. It just looks bad, and I don't know if I can do that. Excuses be gone. Now, ask, and ye shall receive. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back to Sharon. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426. 3346. We are supporting you to experience the freedom of surrender. And July, we're focusing on freedom. This month on Live Conversations Radio, we're focusing on freedom. So where you stuck, where you stuck, and where you blocked. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back and take some more calls.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Life Conversations Radio, supporting you to be the change you want to see. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Spread the word. Tweet the show. Click the like button. Tweet it. Yell it. Scream it. I don't care. Make a poster. Do a business card. Do a billboard. We'll be grateful and you will be blessed. Just spread the word. And while you're spreading the word, tell other folks to go to pleasefund.com/pages/347. Give a gift and receive at the same time. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Today we're talking about the freedom of surrender, watching God move in your life. If you want God to move in your life, you got to move first. You got to move in consciousness. Speaking of moving, Sharon is moving in consciousness and in life. And she's like, oh, I don't know if I should really do this. Sharon, talk to me. How are you doing?
I have to make a decision. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. So talk to me.
Thank you. Okay. I did it right. Went back to college. Well, returned to school. And now I'm in grad school. And I've really, like, come to this place, like, okay, what is it about money or is it what I want to do in my heart? And I know those dreams last longer. And that's like, I really want to just move to the mountains and build furniture. I mean, you know, craft furniture. I mean, it may sound crazy, but.
But what? Finish that statement. It may sound crazy, but what?
People be like, you know, you went to school all those years and got a degree and. You could have did that way long ago, but it was a lifetime. It was a time that I preserved myself. It wasn't about money. It was about I was growing up late.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what your conflict is right now. What is it you're struggling with that you're trying to
I own a home. So that means I would have to leave it to a minor. But he's responsible. I want to move to Colorado and go to a craft and skill school and start my dreams and be successful.
Okay.
I like
so
tried.
Let me ask you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just like flowers, serenity, quiet, peace.
Okay. So let me ask you this. It may sound blunt, but so we want to get to the bottom. What is stopping you from doing what you say you want to do?
Leaving the kid behind with the home and, well, graduate school is finishing up in September, so it's like I'm getting closer and closer, and I'm like, okay, what are you going to do?
So hold on, so you're concerned about leaving your kid at home, right?
Yeah.
How old is your child?
He's 19 now. He's in college.
Okay.
He works.
Okay. Do you think he can be responsible for the house?
No.
That's a no. Yep. That's a no.
No.
Because if it is, because if I ask you, what do you have for breakfast today? It's either nothing or something, you know? No, so to see, the thing is sometimes, you know, this thing called life, as I've said in many shows, is very tricky. Because you're having that concern, and I'm going to address the crazy thought in a minute, because I live in Crazyville, so that's my language. But let's go back to leaving the house. That's one of the things that's coming up for you that you're sort of like, oh, I don't know. Well, if that feeling, that thought is coming up, don't ignore it, because I would not tell anybody not to listen to what they're thinking or what they're feeling, even if it's considered negative. Listen to the feeling, listen to what you're thinking, and see where it's coming from. Now, as you thought about it, you said no. So earlier you said you want to leave the house for him, but he's responsible. But now you're like, no. So tell the truth. You do not feel confident to leave him with the house. He's 19. Ooh, if I get out of work, if I have to, anyway, we ain't talking about me. Yes. Now, and even what I think about that situation is really irrelevant. What is important is you doing what you know to be true. If you think or feel that your son is not responsible enough to take care of the house at 19, taking care of a home is a big responsibility, then you have to put things in place if you want to move forward. Now, you may be dealing with, you know, the conversation that will happen between you and him, but we won't put too much time there, because the real deal, let's rewind as we fast forward. You said you want to live your dreams, and, you know, I know it sounds crazy because people are going to say you could have, listen, the ideas that have changed the world, the ideas that have moved humanity forward, are the ideas that once were crazy. So when you catch a crazy idea, don't be too quick to lock it up. Set it free. Because crazy means it's outside of the norm. There's a part of you that is calling you. It's time for you to live life fully. Now, you said other people would say this and that. Who gives a flip about what other people are going to say? They're not living your world. They're not even calling and asking about you right now. So the work you want to do is to bring yourself where you ask yourself, when you say, Sharon, let's sit down and be still for a minute. And I'm going to help you ask that question, Sharon. I'm asking you, what do you really want?
Move to the mountains and give my kids, say I left you a life. You take care of
you
it?
You said move to the mountain. What did you say about your son? You said something. The phone was kind of
give you
a funny sound.
This is your inheritance. You either take care of it or you lose it. I'm gone.
Okay. So you want to move to the mountain and you want to hand it home to him, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say, is the house paid for and the expenses you do?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just say a month later you move to the mountain, you're feeling so peaceful, you're coughing, you're just living life to the fullest. And then you find out your son has been having parties or whatever. You know, it's just, ooh, what is that noise? That's kind of crazy noise going on. But basically, he's doing things that you won't approve of. Would you let him continue to do what he's doing now? I'm not asking for the correct answer now. I want you to feel yourself what is right for you. You said no?
No way. I would come home and take over.
Okay. You said you would come back and take over? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So let's stay with this because we keep going back to this house. So like, there's something there. So let's go back there. Because you said that you give it to him, it's your inheritance, you do what you want with it. But if you move, and then I said, if you move over there and then find out he hasn't been responsible, you come back and take it from him. So really, you don't really believe that. That's not the truth. What I mean is, I'm not saying you're lying, but you're not speaking the truth for yourself. Because you're going to tell him this is your inheritance, do what you want with it. It won't matter. If he sold the house, not paying the utility bills or having parties or doing whatever, you know, he converted into a club or a church or whatever. But if you say, no, if he's doing things that I don't approve of, I'm going to come back and take it from him. There's something that we need to get to. And what is that? There's something. Maybe it's the house, but there is something there. Because, no, let me just stop there. What's behind that? Because let me make it easy. Do you really mean that you can give him the house, you move to the mountain and say, do what you want with the house? Do you really mean that? Is that really true?
No, you're right, because the neighbors would be annoyed and they would be calling me. And they would be like, you have to come home. It's a neighborhood where they wouldn't tolerate it. They would really.
So you want to move forward, but you're concerned about the house. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Yes.
Or let me put it this way. You want to move forward. Well, part of your concerns is the house.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Okay. So what would make you feel good? If you just can just get a magic wand right now and create your life the way you want it. You want to go to the mountain, live your dream, and you have a house that your son is living in or will be living in. What would be, if you had a magic wand, how would you lay it out? How would you orchestrate it? What would you put in place?
I wouldn't have spoiled him so much. I would have made him realize that the house is clean.
Okay, stop right there. I'm stopping you because you're going back into guilt. You're talking about things that you haven't done. And we can address that too, but maybe that's the essence. Maybe guilt is what you're dealing with. Maybe it is guilt of moving forward while you're going to leave your son behind. Is that what's going on here?
Maybe that is it.
You know more than I know. You know yourself more than I know you. I've only known.
I think maybe that's it. I think maybe way down deep inside, I'm really overprotective of him, and I want to make sure that he stays on the right track, and that mother voice does help you do it, and he's doing great, and it's time to clip the wings, and maybe I'm just like, oh, no, I don't want to clip the wings. I have to make believe. And some kids mature fast because I did.
Okay. So right
you're
now,
right. You're right.
It's back and
it.
Forth. Yeah, there's always something else underneath, and that's good that you've now been able to identify that. So there's this, you want to move forward. But you're worried about leaving your son behind, and because you're moving forward and you're worried about him, now you're saying, I should have done better. I could, no, you don't even say could. I should have done better. You want or else. Right?
Instead of just saying I'm afraid to leave him behind, I want to blame it on he doesn't keep his room up to par. You're right. Thank you.
And it's okay. Right. It's okay. Because the mind likes to play tricks on us, but you've identified what's at the root of this. Now you can really start dealing with the guilt. You can deal with the guilt and really sit down and confront yourself and say, okay, there's some forgiveness work you need to do about your parenting skills and get realistic there. You know, the things you think you should have done, when you really think about it back then, did you really have the resources to do what you thought you should have done? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. And if you had the resources, guess what? You didn't do it. It doesn't matter. You did not do it. So there might be some forgiveness work that needs to happen. But let's come back for now to you wanting to move forward and feeling stuck in the past. Now, once again, just being aware of what just came up for you. if you can wave a magic wand and create the life that will bring you peace, and you will know that you've left your son in good conditions, their house in good condition, you know, you just work things out and it's perfect. You know it can never go wrong, and you're ready to move forward. What would you do? How would you go about it?
I would move forward and follow my dreams and not only make money but be happy at it.
Right. But let's talk about the practical things, because you can move forward and live your dreams. But let's look at things that make you feel secure as you move forward. Because sometimes some of us give everything up and move towards a dream, and then we don't feel secure. We get worried, and we attract more things to us. But you can move towards your dream with some kind of security.
Yeah, I would need to see him a little bit more motivated in the things
around.
Okay,
let's leave him out of this. Let's stay with you. There's something about you and him that maybe there's more to it. Clearly there is. Not him. You. You have a magic wand, and you have things you want to put in place to make you feel secure, to make you feel you've done your best. What would you put in place? Not him. Not what he should do or hope he should do or what you... No. What would Sharon do?
Really?
You have the power.
Really, in actuality, everything's paid for, so that I did everything. It's ready for him. It's ready for him to take charge. The house is paid for. It's in a nice neighborhood. The neighbors address us well. It's different from where I'm from. It's ready. I'm ready for him just to step up.
I'm gonna make a bold statement. I'm going to come out with a crazy thought, and I trust my crazy thoughts. There is something you are not confronting about yourself, and you're using him as a distraction. Because when I ask you questions, you go back to him. When I ask you something, you go back to him. So what I mean, the distraction is fine. It's your mind trying to keep you, you know, sane. But I'm saying there's something that you're afraid of, something that you're concerned about, something that you're worried about, that you know if you, at this moment, maybe we'll break through it, maybe later on, but if you allow yourself to go, there's something that wants to come out. There's something there for you. And that's why you go to him. But it's a nice neighborhood. No, we're not talking about what's going to make him feel comfortable. What would make you feel comfortable in your neighborhood, in your home, in your skin?
I live somewhere. I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
You said everything is paid for.
I've always desired to raise my kids and move to the mountains, and I think I've completed that chore. And I even majored in international business, so it's not like I wanted to really stay in the South.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that living better in the North or away from the bottom of the South where I live at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said things are already taken care of, but there's something that is keeping you from moving forward. Even the stories you're telling yourself, the thing that you think is going to be what's going to go wrong if you move forward and move towards your dreams, there is something you're telling yourself that's keeping you where you are.
Okay.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
What's stopping you from moving? You said everything is taken care of. Why don't you just move today?
Oh, because, school is over in September. So it's
okay,
not until September.
Right. Okay, but in September.
That's when I was planning on it.
Okay. So are you ready to move in September?
Pretty much.
Okay. So if today was the day, are you ready to move? If today was that date in September, would you move today?
Yeah.
What you going to do with the house?
Sam's going to stay here. The baby.
You said what?
My son. My son is going to stay here.
Your son is going to stay there. And so when you leave the house with your son, and do you care what he does with the house?
Yes, I do. I worked hard. Yes, I do.
you yes, can't I heal do. What you don't feel. And maybe you're just not ready to go there, but I want to tell you there is something you are not addressing.
Okay.
And until you're willing to tell the truth, and what I mean, I want you to understand my language in here. When I say tell the truth, I'm not saying you're lying to me.
Right.
The truth
right.
could be, when I say tell the truth, could mean, you know, I want to do this. I've lived all my life. I've saw myself doing it, but I'm scared if it doesn't work out. I'm scared. It could be anything, but just speaking that truth of what's happening inside of you, not what he's going to do, because you're saying you wish he was responsible enough. You wish you had done something different, or you're hoping that it will be. But how do you feel? How responsible do you feel about what you want for yourself?
That's a new start at this
okay.
age. At 52,
mm-hmm.
it's a new start. You're right. There is something there.
So. Earlier, what you told my co-producer was you're moving forward but feeling guilty about making new life transition. What's the
right.
guilt about? What's the guilt?
It takes a lot. I mean, you have to find an area to live in. Then you
okay.
have to adapt to the culture or the way that people do things there. And
so you're sort of nervous and scared
yeah.
about the new environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you want to move forward, but you're like, oh, shucks. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Adapt, new people, new home. I got a home here to pay for.
Yeah.
I may want to move, but what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but if that's not real, you're free for it to disagree with me, because I'm going by what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling from you. I hear that though you're ready to move, you've always wanted to do this, there is fear about moving forward.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. A lot.
There's a lot?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. So you projected forward. You've kind of imagined you living your dreams, what it would feel like. You've always wanted to do this. But when you project into the future, fear comes in because you hear thoughts like what? What kind of thought comes up for you when you think of moving to the mountain?
You old.
Okay, you old? Okay, keep going. Good. We're getting this. Ooh, I felt that energy. You said that. You were so good. I felt chills go through my body. Okay, you're old? What other thoughts do you hear?
No.
So you hear that you're too old, you shouldn't be making this
yeah.
move, your mother, you're supposed to stay
yeah.
where you are. Who
yeah.
the flip do you think you are?
Yep, yeah. again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? How old are you now?
52.
52. You're just a baby in the eye of God. You know, most successful people start making real impact in the world at this age. Like late 40s, that's when they start really making their mark. People start to know that you're right for this moment. So now, the thought you're old, that's just other people's conversation. Now, if you move towards your dream, as I said to the other caller earlier, if you allow yourself to try it out, you have a choice. You can say, I'm going to move to Colorado for 3 months. And if it doesn't work out, I'm coming back. You're not held hostage. Nobody's going to tell you if you move, you can't come back.
Right.
How does that feel when you think of moving somewhere to Colorado or wherever you desire to go to? Maybe just give yourself a trial period. Okay, maybe 3 months is too much. Maybe a month. How does that feel?
Right, I never thought about it like that.
Okay, so...
Right, I'm not hostage. I could always come back tomorrow.
You said what?
You're right, I can always come back to my own house.
That's right. You always have a place to come back to. Now, this is what I will leave you with, and sit with our conversation that we're having.
kind of sit with the age thing. Listen to the conversation about old. See, no matter how old you get as a human being, you know, your dream is always going to be alive and young and full of passion. And you think you're old now? Try not living your dreams, your passion. Most people feel old because they've allowed their dream to die in them. Now you have an opportunity right now to make yourself, to rebirth, to try something and listen to that inner guidance. If you're feeling it inside of you, something in you, God is saying, come on, let's do something different. And you say, but God, God said, girl, please, I don't care about that. But God, I don't know, maybe I'm like, girl, come on. I got something to show you. You ain't lived yet. Let me show you something. Now, this is what I want to leave you with. Rather than overwhelm yourself and say, when I go, I'm moving there, give yourself maybe you're going to go there for a month or maybe go for a week and look at the place, meet the people, see what it's like, see how you feel. And if you don't like it, you can come back. Go for a weekend and just see what the place looks like. Because sometimes you will go somewhere and you just tell your son to U-Haul your stuff. You know, or sometimes you'll be like, I don't know what I was thinking. Or you don't know who you're going to meet there to guide you towards your dream. But this is the time for you to really live and be made new and redefine what old means. And look at the guilt and really realize you've done your best. You said, you know, you're thinking of leaving the house with him. Well, clearly you've done some good work. But the real thing is looking at your fears, your worries, and trying to eliminate them by saying, let me go try it out for a weekend. Let me see if I like it. Maybe I go on a Thursday, come back on a Monday. Maybe go for a month. You don't have to overwhelm yourself, because when you overwhelm yourself, you can't hear the voice of God. You won't be grounded. You've got to do your work. You've got to do, if you meditate. Meditating right now? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
I said, do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
And I said that to Lisa earlier, too. I would say after this conversation, create a space to just get still and ask, God, what would you have me do? Let that be your question for the next week.
Now?
Yes, start now. You just ask yourself. You just ask God.
Yeah,
you get still.
No, I'm just saying, no. Yeah, that's what I have. I was like, you know, I got to get, let me say this because I know you have other callers. I have some vacation time from work. I just found out today.
Right.
And it's good. You know, they say a lot of crazy stuff is going on in the cosmos, so it's best for me to be away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad. You know, I did put some stuff to the side. You know, I'm like that. I'm always want to be safe and sorry.
But what I want you to do, I want you to disconnect your head for a minute. I'm not the type to say don't listen to your head, because there's a reason we have it. And when I say your head, I mean your intellect, your mind. There's a reason we have it. What I want you to do is drop down below and go to your heart. Not because of what's happening in the universe or you got vacation time, those were. But right now I want you to drop down. I want you to ask the question for the next few days, the next week, to just ask, God, what would you have me do? And let your guidance be from the inside out rather than the outside in. You go and say, this is what I want to do. Okay, God, what do you think? Because there's something bigger that you can't even imagine with your own mind right now, especially with all the fears and the overwhelming feelings that you're having. You get still and ask, God, what would you have me do? Here I am. Use me. And get ready to be blown away in a good way.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome. You're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome, my sister. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good
All day. Is truly well, Sharon. Just keep saying yes, the sacred yes, and you are listening to the, to the Ask Life Coach at their radio show. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Let's just do a little musical break. And, this is one for Sharon. I'm going to dedicate this to Sharon. And then we'll come back with Celestial Moment. I didn't know we're just this. Let's see. All right, go into quiet room already. Okay, let me do this. Just a quick, maybe 2 minutes. This is a prayer for all of us. There's some of you listening right now on the show while it's live on the archive. And you can really feel Sharon. You're like, I understand. I feel that too. Well, here's a prayer for us all to just die to the old and surrender to being made new. That's what it, when we talk about freedom of surrender, surrender is surrendering to what is seeking to be birthed. Surrendering is saying, God, I have an idea what needs to happen, what I think needs to happen, but I want to see through your eyes. Divine intelligence. I want to yield to my greater yet to be. I want to yield to the big picture. I don't have to struggle. So even when I'm struggling and worrying, I can kind of say, okay, God, let me bring myself back. Let me bring myself back. You get to a point. I'm going to play a different song. You get, when you get still enough and you keep saying, okay, God, what is it? What is it? What do I need to know? You get to hear God tells you it's going to be okay, or call this person, go to the grocery store. Sometimes you're like, why am I even going down this street? This is facing fears and playing by the rules. We'll play about 2 minutes of this and we're going to Celestial Moment. Just want to pray this prayer. Today we're talking about freedom of surrender, watching God move in your life. If you want God to move in your life, you got to move out of the way. Move your butt out of the way. Move your arm out of the way. Move whatever you think you need to do out of the way and let God move through and as you. Valerie Joy, we'll be right back.
Seek some understanding, need to hear that voice. I need to know what's going on with myself. Constructive time to learn as you go. Utilize what you have. Know the consequence. Think things through. You
fears and playing by the rules even. You need to know what's going on with yourself, and when we know what's going on with ourselves, we can address it and move out the way. God doesn't have to do anything. God doesn't do anything. It's already done. The only doing that happens is on the human side. You as an expression of God, as a divine intelligence in this physical body, need to do something. Yes, your true essence is spirit. And there is no time and space in spirit. But on a physical level, we have time and space. Your duty, your responsibility is blending the two. Blending the inner guidance and what the external world is telling you. But you've got to remind yourself it starts from within. It starts from within. And when you go from within, you could just allow that inner guidance to guide you, even if you don't know how. And the most amazing things happen. Boy, just things you can't even explain. The kind of things that make you just bust out laughing. It's like, really? It's like God saying, listen, let me crack you up. Let me show you something. Let me let you know that I'm in charge of this. All you've got to do is know what's going on. Face your fears. Don't run from it. Now we're getting ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan on Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And this is really nowhere near around one. So, Celeste, forgive me. How are you doing, my friend?
There is nothing to forgive. I'd have to condemn you to forgive you, right?
I know that's right. I know that's right.
You're having a wonderful show. I'm really enjoying the art of surrender, or the freedom of surrender, but you make it an art. Thank you. And all of the listeners in the chat room, there's some powerful thing going on in that chat room. I hope somebody's brave enough to press one. I went there. So hello, Life Coach today. You sound great. I'm going to get right to it because I'm anticipating a call. All right, here we go. I will. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. It's Wednesday, July 18th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2037. Add 2037 and the energy of the day equals 12. Now, if it just happens to be your birthday today, then you get to receive the Celestial Moment as a hint about your lesson card for the year. 12 is the Hanged One in tarot, which is all about surrender. 12 is the Porcupine in medicine cards, and the porcupine reminds us of the magic of innocence and play. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, learning, listening, and leaning connect us to the magical power of 12. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the swan of the medicine cards. The swan's number is not 12. It's actually 39, but when you add 3 plus 9, you get 12, so here we go. Swan, the power of woman entering sacred space, touching future yet to come, bringing eternal grace. Swan medicines speak of grace, beauty, and the power of self. If swan is your totem animal, you are emotionally sensitive and empathic toward the feelings of others, and you draw people to you. The swan, with its long neck, acts as a bridge between the worlds. Swan people have the ability to see the future and to accept the arrival of healing and transformation. This happens because Swan uttered a sacred yes before stepping into the black hole. It was under a very special condition. The dragonfly, the keeper of illusion, told her, "You must be willing to accept whatever the future holds as it is presented, without trying to change Great Spirit's plan." With nothing to lose, she surrendered the ugly and came back transformed by the grace of complete surrender. She had to let go of nightmarish ugly duckling stories of loneliness and rejection to connect with the power of herself. Those moments were never meant to stop us. No, we are to take those experiences and make something beautiful out of them. Bittersweet is about balance. When you walk with swan medicine, you experience altered states of awareness and the development of intuitive abilities. You instinctively see with the eyes of love. Love is the strongest force, and it got us to where we are in this very moment. So, let's just accept and trust that all is truly well. And that's the story of 12 told through our friend, the Swan of the Medicine Cards. I'll see you on Thursday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. May your life be filled with ease and grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, my sister friend. Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. It's all about healing, you know. In the chat room, Teresa and Cheryl is sharing their mother experience, and Sharon is still listening. Yes, indeed. Sharon, you know, like their mother's in the chat room talking about how challenging it is. Teresa is saying, you know, as mothers, you question yourself if you've done your best, if you did enough, maybe there's something else you could have done. It's just part of life. It's how society has made mothers feel, or, you know, it's just what we've created. But individually, collectively, we get to change that. And here's the truth to mothers and fathers. No matter how much we love our children, we give them everything they want, which is a problem. But if we give them everything they want, or you don't, or you couldn't, no matter what you do, love them with everything in your beingness, I want you to remember this. They come on this planet to go through their own soul salvation. So they're still going to have their own challenges. They're going to have their own breaking of heart, breaking open. They're going to do some things that you would say, I raised you better than that. No, it's not about you. They need to know their own strengths. You can't, it's really stupid if you go to a gym with somebody that you're supporting, and say, they tell you, you know, I want to go to the gym, I want to tone my body, and I need you to support me and go with me. Yeah, you can go with them, but it would be real stupid for you to get up there and say, well, because I love you and care about you, let me do the weightlifting. Let me get on the treadmill. Let me get in the swimming pool for you. You just watch. Guess what? After a while, they're no better. Now, they may have learned some things by looking at you, but they haven't gained anything as it comes to confidence of themselves that they can do the work. So as parents, we take our children to the gym of life, help them lift. They do one more. Sometimes some of us as parents didn't take them to the gym, and we regret that. But, you know, in the now, you can forgive yourself. You can do something different and know that there is a reason your children are in your life. There's a reason you are their parents. It's an agreement. It's a soul agreement. So when you find yourself criticizing, judging, blaming yourself for what you should have done, didn't do, and wish you were a better mother, a better father, just find it in yourself to say, stop. Just stop it. Just tell yourself, shut it all up. Because that doesn't serve you. It's not the truth. It's a lie. Because you've done your best. When people know better, they do better. There's a lot of work we got to do. Well, we're on a journey. And everything about our lives is a journey. Anything that you're dealing with is part of your healing. Right now. No matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, maybe it's a little thing that just nags you every now and then. It's part of your healing experience. Which is a good time to read this to you. 347-426-3346. I dare you to press 1. I dare you to press 1 to get in this ring of life with me. Or you probably dare me. You probably say, I dare you to take my call. I knew it. I knew someone was going to bite the bait. Okay. I'm a mess. Yes, I am. Because I know I'm a mess, I get to embrace the message, and then I deliver the message. I am a messenger of love, of truth. If you can't embrace your mess, you'll never get the message. If your life is in a mess, just give thanks like, great, my life is in a mess. I can get the message. See, people who ain't getting the message, the lesson, and they keep repeating it, they don't want to accept that their life is in a mess. They don't want to accept that they are a mess. They blame other people. If it wasn't for that person, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for my mother, if it wasn't for my life, if it wasn't for not having money. No, until we embrace the mess, we will never get the message in our lives. And sometimes you're going to have to do things you are scared shitless to do. You just have to do it. You just have to pray and keep walking. You just keep praying. Okay, God, help me, help me. So let me read this and we go to Donna. Everybody, listen to this. This is really for today. This is from the Sacred Yes. Healing is a journey. I'm just taking it all in. Because, you know, this is a good time to be alive, and we know so much more than our ancestors ever got in contact with. And we need each other. We support each other. I'm not reading yet. I'm downloading right now. I was going to read. Okay, here we go. Healing is a journey. Healing is a process of restoration. It is the revealing of the underlying state of perfection and wholeness that already exists. Let me read that again. Healing is a process of restoration. It is the revealing of the underlying state of perfection and wholeness that always, always exists, despite injury or disturbance, beyond all of your hurts and pain, be they emotional, physical, or otherwise, is your innate spiritual pattern, which proclaims its independence and simply awaits opportunity to express itself to its fullest. Healing is a journey, not an event. Along the journey, there is much to be discovered and discerned about life and about yourself. As finite, personal perceptions are purged, the truth becomes more transparent. Individuals often liken the process to working one's way through the layers of an artichoke. There is much to be peeled away before one reaches the heart. There is much to be peeled away before one reaches the heart. Let me stop there. So with those of us that want to love from the heart and really share, we want to be loving, there's so much more that you got to peel sometimes to get to that place of love. Now, let me keep reading. To those impatient with the healing process, this can be discouraging because no matter how much healing one allows oneself to do, there is always another layer. They become frustrated and overwhelmed by what they perceive as the enormity of emotional overhaul that still remains ahead. You ask, how much healing is there to be done? How long will it take? These are questions not for me, but for you to answer. Now, let me stop there for a minute. This book called Sacred Yes is called The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. It's God talking through Reverend Deborah Johnson. So when it says not for me, it's meaning God. These questions are not for me, but for you to answer. What are the questions again? How much healing is there to be done? How long will it take? And God is saying, you get to answer that. I'm straight. I don't need healing. I'm already whole. Okay, go back to the book. These are questions not for me, but for you to answer. How long do you want it to take? How much healing are you willing to do? How deep will you go? How much will you reveal? How often will you come to me in surrender? The answers to these questions depend upon you. You think I have requirements for you. You believe that I put obstacles in your path. Yea, make you persevere through certain tests, often against your will, simply so you may prove yourself to me. This is not the case. You are creating your own test. You are creating your own obstacle courses. The maze through which you wander, the hoops through which you jump, are all configurations of your own thinking. You too often misunderstand and therefore underestimate the power of your creative abilities. If you have not consciously chosen to demonstrate something, you do not understand how you have contributed to bring it into manifestation. Let me read that again. If you have not consciously chosen to demonstrate something, you do not understand how you have contributed to bring it into manifestation. Let me stop there. Like Steve Harvey would say, stop right there. Let me give you my understanding, not to say what it's saying, because it can mean so much for you. When you've allowed life to just, you know, you float on by life, you're not conscious about your growth, about your life, about what you need to do, not conscious about what you want, it's challenging for you to understand how you contributed to it. You're like, why would I do that? But when we become conscious about our lives and be fully awake to every thought, well, that'd be challenging. But every thought, every action, then you're
on fire. Now, if you're not consciously awake to all thoughts, but spending more time being awake, being present to what you're hearing, to what you're doing, rather than just going to sleep or sleepwalking. Okay, the last paragraph. This is especially true if you are manifesting things. I said that already, God. This is especially true if you're manifesting things you do not desire to experience. You must become more consciously aware that you are simply manifesting anything and everything that you think about, even subliminally. Every thought creates at a level. Now, they're not always manifesting to the physical realm, but you may think a thought that somebody else in 10 generations to come will pick it up. But every thought you think is created at some level. What are you thinking now? What are you feeling now? What are the questions that are going through you right now? And Donna DeLuca, what's your question for Life Coach at 8? How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing, Ade. It's just because you delivered such a powerful message when you were talking about the parenting. And I was just about to write to you, and you said, I dare you to press one. And I just felt that you were talking to me. So I said, okay, let me just sneak in and say hello to him. Such a beautiful
hello.
Message. But hello. Hi, Ade. Hello, everybody. Ade, you know, as I was listening to you, surrendering to, what did you say something? Surrendering to the process or whatever. You know,
surrender to the process.
Would be,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My question would be, when you really feel called, like an inner guidance, you just really feel, and then you put it to the test, right? You kind of are asking for different signs because your mind is in resistance and so forth. And you just know, when you tap into your heart, you just go in your heart, you just know that that's the right thing to do. But then you have the resistance and the mind chatter that's in the way. How do you really discern if it's really the inner guidance or if you're really being pushed or pulled? How do you discern that? How do you allow yourself to surrender fully and trust the process?
Okay. Let me use a crazy analogy because you already answered your question, but I'm going to let you answer it. Okay, so right now, imagine you're going home, right? And you just bear with me, people. I want people to get this. You really want to go to the bathroom. We'll just say number one. If you want, you can do number two. But you really want to go, and you drive in front of your house, and you're feeling that your buddy's saying, I want to release and let go. You get in the house, you lock the door, you run up to the bathroom, or on your way up, you hear someone pressing the bell, or you hear somebody knock on the door. And you know you got to go. What would be your first instinct?
To go to the bathroom.
And hello? Now, sometimes we can't run to the door and see who it is, but there's that urge inside of your body. You said when you really know inside your heart that you're being called, when you just know it, there's nothing else to, you know it. You already have the answer. Now, just because you have the questions in your mind, do you think this is a great idea? Listen, I'll tell you something. I have to go to the traffic court today. There's some things I need to resolve. I haven't quite done everything that I needed to do, and I was trying to change the date. That was a good option, but it didn't quite work. I had to go to the traffic court today. I didn't know how it was going to work out. For a few days, well, even before around the weekend, I was panicking. It was like, oh, my God, this may not work out to my favor. And I did my work. I have some good people around me that reminded me who I am. They share with me what they're feeling. They said, listen, I got your back. They helped me bring me back to my center. There were moments where I felt vulnerable. There was a time I was talking to a friend, and I was talking, and I just heard this guy crying. I'm like, who is that crying? Like, oh, gosh, you're really overwhelmed, you know. But the thing is, Monday, I knew that, okay, I got to get myself together. But because of the people I had around me and my own work, even though up till last night and even this morning, I had some fears, but every time I hear the voice, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And when I sit still and just say, okay, God, is there anything else I need to do? Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Now, why did I bring that up? To tell you that I understand. And the other reason is,
I could say, well, I have fear thoughts. I should listen to that silent voice. Because it was silent. It was very gentle, very subtle. It's going to be okay. I had friends and family members saying, it's going to be, you're going to walk through this. But, yeah, it was good to hear it, but I had to be in that place. But for the most part, I trusted in the voice. I trusted God. I trusted that inner guidance. So just because you're hearing the voice that says, you sure it's going to work out, if it's the right time, you can test it if you want, but you're really testing yourself because you're not testing God. God is not an energy to test. You know, you can say, I want to test to see if this fire is hot. Put your hands in there. You will know. The fire is not going to say, oops, sorry to burn you. Fire is always hot. So the thing is, the conflict between is it me or is it God, let that go. Because even if it's you, you can do something that could, maybe it was the wrong thing to do, but you had the right intent. And it will still work out for the best. So keep your intention clear. As I was saying to Sharon earlier, God, what would you have me do? God, I am afraid. God, I need help. Spirit, divine, love, unconditional love, Allah, I don't care what you call it, because God don't care, so I ain't tripping. But being able, even in that place where you're fearful or doubting, just say, God, I know, work with me. It really doesn't matter to God, but you really doesn't to yourself. I got some doubts. But ultimately, the one way, I want to say the best way, if not the only way, but the best way to silence the voice of fear is to take action. Is to take action. Because every time you take action, you will be led somewhere. You're moving physically, emotionally, mentally. And then when you take action, when you walk, when you move, there's something about your beingness that says, oh, what could happen? So if it's a call you don't want to make and you're afraid, the minute you dial, you start dialing a number, you may hang up and you say, I really know I've got to do this. But the minute you dial a whole number and the phone starts to ring, you might want to hang up and say, hello, that moment something shifts. So how do you know? What do? You keep moving in spite of your fears and doubts. Don't ignore them. Pay attention. Is this just fear of the old self? Or is this a voice that I need to pay attention to? But you will know the difference when you're listening to the inner guidance. You will know the difference. Because the voice that says, oh, it can go wrong, people are going to laugh at you, your parents are going to think you're mad, your friends are going to think this, your coworker are going to feel that, you're this and that, blah, blah, oh, you don't want to do that. As Sharon was sharing with us earlier, you're too old, you're too young, you don't have the money, how's it going to work? You know that's the fear, the voice of fear. A friend of mine said to me yesterday, she said, some people are so in love with their fear that they won't take action. They see something, they want to do it, oh my God, I want to do it, but they're so in love with their fear that they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I better not do that. So the question is, are you in love with your fear? Are you in love, or are you in love with the love of life that is moving through and as you? And when you keep moving, you won't even matter. After a while, the voice will be like, hey, Donna, you're not listening. I'm scared. Can you hear me? And you keep walking, and then people say, how did you do it? Well, how did you get here? It's like, I don't know. The key is to surrender completely, and it's not giving up. It's not, I don't know. It's working in alignment with God, because God can only do for us what God can do through us. So you become the place where God gets to reveal itself, and you become an example unto other people. That you don't, you're vibrating at such a different frequency that you don't even hear the thoughts of fear. That's my long answer to your quick question. So, what action are you going to take today, my friend?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, it's about action. You know, I want you to take action. It doesn't have to, I don't care if it's big or small, you got to take some action. What's the action you need to
take
today?
Well, it has to be, I mean, I've taken many small actions, and today I just need to take the big action. I'm really being called to go to Paris, And I've got inner vision and stuff. I need to go write one of my chapters in my book there. And I think, like, you know, if I think of it rationally, I think it's insanity. But I need to follow my heart. So by tonight, you know, midnight or so forth, by tomorrow, my plane ticket needs to be booked.
Okay.
And I'm just going to surrender to it and trust the process. Just trust the process.
Trust the process. So you make your request.
Yeah.
God, I say, yes, I'm willing to go to France because I'm feeling the guidance. Guide me, lead me, make it happen. Then you have the ticket. Whatever needs to happen for this trip to happen, I surrender to it. Your work then just becomes trust in the process. And trust in the process is what life is about. Because life itself is a process. And we are the process. We are. We're not the controller of the process. We're not even in control. And when we try to control is when we have a lot of resistance. When things get challenging and we get mad. And it's okay. Because God ain't tripping. God is unconditional love. Some people say, you know what? I am not listening to God. I'm not living my passion. It's too painful. I'm just going to get a job or I'm just going to do this. I'm going whatever. It's okay. It's a soul journey anyway. We get a chance to live it out again. Trust the process doesn't mean giving up. Trust the process means getting in action, inspired action. And you get to decide what the inspired action is. And so it is.
This is scary.
Yes, it all.
It's scary.
And that's a good thing because that lets you know you're stepping into a place that is unfamiliar. It's not really unknown. Innately, you already know. You are one with the all-knowing God consciousness, but it's just unfamiliar. And it's scary because everything that you have thought of, that you've learned, that you've used to put your life together in a certain kind of way doesn't know how to handle it. It's like having the wrong tool for a new job. Trust the process that you will have the tools. And if you're not supposed to do that work, you will be led to do what needs to be done. So even while you're feeling the fear, do it anyway. Let the guidance start from within, not from the without in. Not starting from, don't okay, well, I'm just going to do this and see if it works. And yeah, well, you can do that. If you really want to experience the benefit of freedom, and as I read earlier, healing is a journey. And then you walk. And what was once scary, you start being confident about it, and you teach other people about it. And they're like, wow, you seem to have mastered it. Like, well, you know. And then sometimes what we do when people say, oh, you've mastered life, you might default to issues that you're working with right now. And then once you move through that issue, you can help somebody else again. And then there's more because it's layers and layers and layers of stuff and you would never be done. I would go as far as saying if anybody on this planet, even if you're a Dalai Lama, well, he has a different soul agreement. I don't know about his life. But for me, I think we're always going to have some things that we're scared to do because it's just like, oh, my God, do I have what it takes? And we get to find out if we have what it takes when we say yes to God. Trust the process. Sometimes the process is messy. Sometimes the process is painful. Sometimes the process is peaceful. Sometimes the process just flows like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But more importantly, get your vibration to match what you say you desire. Imagine what it's like for you to be writing the book where you say you want to write it in France or wherever. Take yourself there. Imagine it. Visualize it. Sit there writing the book. As a matter of fact, take yourself further than that and hold the book in your hands and your mind's eyes and hold the book and talk about the story. And see yourself telling people, see people lining up and holding your hands and say, and telling you, Donna, I don't even know the words. You changed my life. See people doing that. And that vision will pull you further than the stories of, well,
how's it going to happen? You don't have the money. You're not this. You're not that. You're too old. You're too young. You're too fat. You're too black. You're too white. You're too shut up. But when you go into the vision and see the completion of what you really want, not just writing the book, because writing the book is part of the process. Go to the end and see yourself, your highest aspiration of what you desire. And that vision will pull you rather than pain pushing you. There you have it.
Thank you, Ade.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate you. Go make it happen. Visualize it. See it before you get there. And that vision will pull you so far. You'll be like, wait, let me get my passport. Wait, let me get my ID. And the vision is like, I ain't got time for that. I don't need an ID. Make it happen. You are the one. If you didn't have what it takes to reveal the dream, the passion, the desire, you would not catch the vision. So all of us, whatever we're dealing with, whatever you have, no matter how big you think it is, or if you didn't have what it takes to make it happen, to give birth to it, you won't be pregnant with the idea. So whatever ideas you're pregnant with right now, you're the perfect mother, the perfect birther, and you're the perfect mother even if you're a guy. You're the perfect womb, if you will, to give birth to a God idea. Make it happen and set yourself free. Surrender to what is seeking to be birthed inside of you and remind yourself, wait a minute, my life is the life of God. And that life is me. I am the life of God. Let me stop playing small and show up. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be here tomorrow flying solo again. I'm looking forward to what the show is going to be about. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be good, whatever it is. And make sure you check out pleasefund.com/pages/347. 2 p.m. today, Aisha is not with us. She'll be back next week. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, The Play Experience. The Play Experience with Obasa Safera, the first show. So make sure you tune in and allow yourself to play with yourself. Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to love and appreciate yourself. And don't wait for others to do it, because you got to be the change you want to see. Be love. Be true to yourself. And allow the love to come back and be love. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Gina Renee. Be the change.
Putting gas in my car, I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international, matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet, living off the earth in harmony and peace. The only reason some still be packing heat is 'cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stop believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we play our part. Don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in. Tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation? Am I open to a new conversation? I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody, unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's 'cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe.
world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.